If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
And the order of the day begins. It's a Wednesday, ladies. The women's conference is back. So, girls, let us begin.
Hey, Buffett. Hey, I'm going to tell you about the Wednesday. I'm saying, yes, I'm going to go to the Hey, I'm going to go to the Wednesday. I'm saying, I'm going to go to the Wednesday. Hey, Buffett. Lungsan.
Girl, let's talk.
The way you're innocent, Gakwana, but it's fine. It's okay. All right. Girls, it's just us now. We've cleared the room. Ladies, Bandase, my anonymous friend for today. Can we talk about settling? Yeah. Because in some way or form, you do, and maybe even in the current relationship that you are in, you somewhat settled. If we're going to be honest. And this is a safe space for honesty. You understand? And maybe you've settled to less of a degree than others, right? Because there is an aspect of your partner that you just settled on. You're like, okay, I mean, I guess. And at the end of the day, the reality is that nobody comes out of a cookie box being everything that you want them to be. Agree? So you take the 80% that you love and you settle for that 20% that you just don't like and you absolutely cannot change. You've tried. You've tried, but you cannot change about your partner. And when you justify it to yourself or to yourself, what must happen? Because there are those things about your partner that they don't even know that you settled on about them. You just learn to accept them and you're like, you can't throw out the baby with the baby water, I get it. So, hey, this is you. I mean, you settled on the fact that he's shorter than you. Because why? Uzotin. What about the fact that they make less money than you? Uzotin. Huh? The streets are cold. Are you going to throw away somebody who's good just because? Huh? Uzotin. Meanwhile, you know, you tell them, hey, listen, I love this about you, but that's the very part that you settled on. But inside, yeah. What about the fact that you settled on the fact that your person grows their pinky nail? Yeah, that's your man. That's your partner, love. Uzotin. And you've told them that, you know what? I have no problem with it. It's fine, babes. Grow your pinky nail. It's okay. But inside, that thing, yagula. Sometimes even wake up at night just to cut a small bit of it so that when they wake up, they think it's broken and they have to cut it off. Am I striking a nerve? Okay. You've settled in some way and you got to be honest, okay? So let's talk, girls. What does your partner not know that you settled on about them when you chose them? You settled. You were tired of searching. You thought, it's fine. It's fine, it's okay. I'll settle for the 60% that I want and the 40%. Gzotin. Gzotin. Girls, ladies, it's a safe space. Be anonymous. Talk to me. You settled. What did you settle about them? Talk to me.
Hi, my Andy. Yo, next cycle, my kids who pay. My man, 20% obvious, you're good looking, And 15%. Ooh. Hi, the performance. And 15% again. Is that person who is into Zenzeg? Is always on point. Sometimes it can be boring, but it's always on point. Like, not which on point, which is good looking, the way I can know. Like, Uyenzi to Zenzeg. Uyenza eat 20 cent to Gube, 20 rand.
You want
to say, listen, it's like a sea blessed man. They say 50%, nope, hell nope, to change the surname to his surname. No.
Yeah. Sis, why are you the mountain now? You don't want to change? Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, Andy. And that's good to be zan konke loko. Akasepensi. Umudi. Yeah. Ukova kuyo yonki into. ufuna ukuletha abantwana angenamali mawuthi no ukwatela inyanga yonke yho andazi ukuba ukusetlila lokho okusukuba ubulima nje yacha sibuthwele awu mama sibuthwele futhi nje I think they bayenza ngamasibomu ukuthi babe moody so that you cannot infiltrate them yeah no mina ngiphethe and ngiyazi baningi abomama baphethwe lobunzima lo hayi mina niyeke ndikubiza ukusetlela ndikubiza ububhari nje bonke
ngubhari ungazi yagowa nje sisi ya
andi hey do you know uthando yagazi uthando hey uthando will make you do things that you swore I will never that was me, ne? Saying to myself, in the day umzulu mina, I never. In the day fishane mina, I never. Yangizantini end. Ngithi I never. Ha? Did he not come? In the day umzulu. Kwafika nje wathi inkosazana. Hey! Hey! Kwaphela konkukwazi. Hey, kwaphela konkukwazi. And yeah. Thando!
I would say to you, don't look down on that Zulu man, but you kind of have to. Anonza, hello.
Hi, Andy, how are you?
Wonderful, darling. Talk to me. You compromised, you settled where?
Hey, the hands, Andy. The hands are broken. The hands are so broken, but they work when, you know, when there's a beer and the bride stand, they work.
Oh, they are sevens, okay.
Ow, change the light bulb. Ah, Trump. Ow, fix the plumbing. The plumbing needs fixing. Ow, mama. Where?
So, very good. When things are broken, you're chongan.
No. Me, I've learned. I'm now the plumber. I'm the wood. I'm the carpenter. I'm the cleaner. And I don't give into having these handsome people in their ways. When I want these hands. Yeah. Broken. No hands.
Imaga Anonza, do the hands make money again, at least?
They make money, yes, but, you know, it's limited. The money is there, but it's not. You'll do everything. Their job is just to be handsome. That's it.
The irony, handsome, but the hands don't work.
The hands are out. Oh, lolo.
I must tenderize those hands, please, man. Yo, I put luck in this plumber, say, Bongani.
Bye-bye.
Hey, the light breaks. What's out in? That bag. What's out in? Are you going to call the electrician? Yeah. You compromised. You settled. Hey, talk to me. Let's chat, girls. It's our conversation today. It's a safe space. When are you compromised, you settled on your person. Yeah. There's a part of them that you absolutely detest. You hate. You detest this part of them. But hey, uzotin, the rest of them, back to Andaman. The love is beautiful, but corner landi off. And you settled. You compromised. You're like, well, at least wait. Talk to me. Talk to me. Where did you compromise? Pop me a message. Call me.
Tawa, Andy. One thing about compromise is what do women do too much? We compromise that he's this. We compromise that is that. Why is it that we need to compromise? That they never compromise. No, girl, I think we should put an end to this. Take love the way you give it. Whatever it is that you give more of, why can you not have more of that? We need to put an end to this as women where we keep on compromising because of love. Love for what? Love for who?
Hey, the streets are cold. Sooty love for who? Love for what? Hey, kunzima phandle, but I would know because I'm kind of the mayor of the streets, long-standing man. You compromise. Hey, what must happen? Uzotin? Because your person loves pets when... In fact, you are physically allergic to pets, but you've decided, hey, it's okay, we're to, let's have a cat and a dog. Because Yania's tanda, what must you do now? Yeah? Uzo teen.
Yo, auntie, that's so sad. Hey, it's sad, and I think it's when you get to a point when you learn to compromise, I think you've reached your... You've matured. You're a matured person.
Yeah.
Because it's not about wanting a man that works, wanting a man that drives a car, wanting a man that has a house. It's about how a person treats you. I compromised. Never thought I'd be in a relationship with someone who does not work.
Hey, Naso. She drops a bomb and then she ends the voice note. All right. Dom.
Hi, Tiffany.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Wonderful. Am I on loudspeaker?
Sorry?
Am I on loudspeaker?
No, I put it off.
Okay.
Is it still a sound?
It's okay. I can hear you. Yeah, okay. But I can hear you. Talk to me. When are you compromised? You settled where, Ndom Dom?
You, sis, I've compromised now. I'm moving with my partner. Came together now suddenly.
Uh-huh.
He came up with this, had a problem so with his daughter. Because he's being far now. She had to move in with us. Yo, it's not easy. A teenager.
Okay, how old is the daughter?
She's 17.
Hey.
You know, when you have to start teaching her things, like how to dress up, like, it's not easy.
Imaga, did you have a relationship with her before she moved in with you guys?
Yes, we did, but, you know, it was kind of like in a distance because we would, like, see each other that time, but now... Living in under one roof.
No. Mm.
Hi.
Mm. Are there times where there's a fight between you and her and then a partner takes her side?
Yes, yes, obviously. Because now I'm more like a mother because I have to, like, you know, the things of, hey, don't, like, to be untidy. That's one thing I have a problem with. Yeah, because we have to say, why did you take this and put it in this, you know? Put it there. Why do you leave this here? Like, you're talking so much.
I guess the fact that you are thrust now into motherhood,
And again, the social media thing with the phones now.
Oh.
It's difficult because of now you have, when I want to take the phone, but I'm afraid because of, there's no, like, you know, the difference between now it's time for exams or I need to study forever in the phone, like, sometimes I wouldn't even go to sleep and she's, like, on the phone.
Yeah.
So, like, so difficult. Because even now, until the dad intervened then, and he said, no, at this particular time then, he must take away the phone so that he can study. And, you know, like, even the attitude.
I get it.
It's there. But now you have to, like, you know, this is the way.
Hashtag uzawuthini kanyani, uzawuthini, because the love is there. But you know what, yes, Ndom Dom, I think you should take a little bit less the responsibility and just take the leadership from your partner. Your partner must be the one to reprimand and do all of these things. When you'll point to your partner saying, hey, just watch out for XYZ, I've noticed XYZ. Whether he acts or not, when you are stepmother, you understand? So when you take that role of overseeing and, you know, where they put you in, you go in, you understand? Hi, Sana. Hashtag uzawuthini ntombi. I will hear from you in terms of an update. See, begazel, Sana. Begazel.
Let me just give it a time because now we're only 2 months together.
Teething problems. Teething problems. You guys will get used to it and find your rhythm.
Yeah. We'll see by later this year. We'll see how things turn out because next year she's doing the trick. So they'll be here again.
Sana, umgowa is going to be your lifestyle, Sana. Good luck. And just remember that at the end of the day, you guys are all coping through the situation. So it's not just you going through it. You understand? Everybody's adjusting, ne?
Yeah.
Hey, Tando, Lunzim. What you gonna do? Because you are with it now. The heart is taking for your person. And you compromised on just a small part of it, and you may or may not like the situation as per, but hey, you compromise, you settle, because why? He may not be perfect, hey? She may not be perfect, but hey, ngiyamthanda, ngizowuthini that he has horrific toes. Hey, ziyangikhaba every day, a bit. In fact, my sheets, I've had to hire my thread count of my sheets because of the toes, mdase. It's how they grow outside, you understand? You've tried to cut them and file them down. Son, toes, ha. Yeah, talk to me. You compromised. You settled. It's okay. Monica 959 sitting here with the girls. We're talking about settling, and Juliet asks, settling the bill? Because that's the only settling I'm doing. Juliet, you're standing by that point, eh? You are in denial about settling, but you do it. You compromise in some way because no one comes perfect. You're like, well.
Yeah.
It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, trying to be Bob the Builder.
Hey! Because you must construct him, that's it. Four men over the day. I'm going to give you a list of things and you let me know whether or not you would settle or compromise on these things.
Okay.
If your partner's a bad kisser, as in like you can't even teach, that's it's that bad.
Who can't you teach how to kiss?
There's very, very stubborn people. You're like, that's it. If I go left, now I left, but umdati right. Yeah.
If he's loving and all of that, I think we will just avoid the kissing part.
Yeah.
How do you, okay. All right. If they're a mama's boy.
Oh.
what is woe? Yes or no? Which one?
Oh.
Hmm? The thing is, I know how mama's boys are.
Yeah. Me too. And they don't change.
They don't.
It's super annoying.
It is.
Yeah.
There also benefits to it.
Oh, absolutely. In what way though?
Depending on the type of person you're with. Mm-hmm. The only flaw is them having to always, you know,
consult.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Meanwhile, mama next door.
Boma.
You actually moved next door to them because.
You're saying next door, same household.
Hey.
I mean, ma'am.
What must happen?
Ma'am.
Okay, what if they're not romantic?
I won't be able to settle.
Really?
No.
Nami.
That for me is very important in a relationship because I also kind of, I give it quite a lot. So a person who's not romantic also can't receive it. I don't know if I'm making sense.
It's going to make me
question the person that I am. And I don't want to be in a relationship like that. Mm. Yeah. So it's not more of a him thing. I'm forcing you to be romantic.
It's a you thing.
It's a me thing. If you can't be receiving of it and so open to it, then
it's also a deal breaker for me as
well. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. What if they're stingy?
Well, ma'am, I ain't even getting in there. I
mean, what do you mean?
Like,
sometimes you found out within because in the courting stage, gifts, wire. Once they're inside, okay, came does it. That was just.
But you see, stingy people wouldn't even court you like that.
That's true.
They wouldn't. They find creative ways to make you think like.
They
hey,
are.
We're spending time. We're doing this. No, show me the money.
Yeah.
And if you start off like that, you better continue throughout.
You better.
Ooh. The manner to which I've become accustomed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the boudoir, the skills are not there.
Aw, shame.
Skills and equipment. Let's.
You are both skills and equipment.
Yeah.
And
which
equipment
one?
Equipment.
Yeah,
Andy.
Yeah. If things. Yeah.
No, then you're fired because with any kind of job, you don't have skills, you don't have equipment. What are we doing?
Hey,
no,
the job is not being done.
The job won't be done.
Okay, so you're not going to compromise.
If it was one,
on
you know, like maybe you have the skills but you don't have the equipment, or vice versa, then we can.
Which one are you willing to compromise more on?
I think equipment. I would settle. Settle for that one. I'd settle for both if there is the money.
Okay, balance.
It'll balance it out.
Like a balance sheet. Yeah. I think balance the plus sheets. And the minus.
Yes.
Famous balance.
I'd rather you have skills than equipment because, wow. Again,
yeah,
equipment,
that's true.
But
when's on? Okay. Talk to me, ladies, girls. It's an honest conversation, okay? In your current relationship right now, I can bet you right now, you've compromised, you've settled on something that you absolutely detest about your partner. Like that pinky finger that they are growing. Yeah, Ipa, it's very long, Mdase. And now that's your person, and you're going to stick beside that. I get it. You've compromised. You said, okay, well, it's okay. It's fine. Uzotin. Talk to me. What have you settled and compromised?
We had to compromise. Men from Limpopo, romance, zero tolerance, I equal. Like, they don't have romance. They don't even know the word romance. They kibana, I'm a daughter. They do everything, but romance, shem. Oh, they take a mablomo out. I never, So, I beg a zilly.
Hi, Uzo's born. Beg a zel, Mdasa. Anonymous, hello.
Hello, Cindy.
Ngona, all right, talk to me. When I was compromised, I was settled, shabby. What was out in you?
It's so funny. Do you know what I'm settling?
And asikhulumi ngama issues.
What do you mean?
We gabana over something. We don't discuss it.
Yeah.
Gikwate, akwate, be quiet.
Yeah. For how long?
Silence. The silence resolves it.
Hi. So how long have you guys did silent treatment? What's the longest time?
And we've been together for a long time, for over 10 years. Yes, but we're still going strong, baby.
Yeah.
Until one opens and has to open, then two guys doesn't talk.
At all.
You approach it and say, okay, let's talk about it.
So it's usually you the one who has to break the ice after silent treatment.
Not quite. I think Nani, I've learned to be in his mode. Yeah. And then he's there for him to not talk about it. Because the moment I bring it up, I'm busy. We just go in circles. No one wants to admit. And when he's happy, I get blamed. Like, the moment you admit that you are wrong, they'll blame you every day for being wrong.
The Bible says, Mdasa, don't ever apologize. Ungangibuzi which one?
Yeah, I ugayaga apologize. Ugayaga khulumi. We fight, we have our disagreements, then we go silent on each other.
Yeah.
Ah, then tomorrow we are happy, you know. We are not attendant.
Hi,
I guess
Sana.
I've also fallen into the pattern.
Hi.
Oh, okay, it will resolve itself. But you don't know, but maybe it's our Patricia,
and then
it will blow up in our face one day.
Yeah.
But I'm putting up on that.
Good luck with your silence, Mdasa. Good luck. You're 10 years in, you've beggarzelled enough. You've shown that you're the woman for the job. Hey. Anonymous number two, hello.
Hi, Andy, how are you?
Compromise, you settle shape, Mdasa. What was our team?
Yeah, Mdasa, and settle shape. My chips in the one, I'm a sock flower, my chips. Ama chips la wanga vuthwa kahle man abathothuthi abavuthwa la ma chips kota sawthini hey kube stratweni
Himake, have you tried to maybe suggest is buy some mhlambi for as chips cuz ngiyakuvuthi
awu ama chips wona isize yakhona noma ungathini na izalo injalo
yeah
ayina ushintsho
yeah
nje
yeah
uthitho idalile
yeah Imake ngoku with each chips ke ngoku uyakwazi ke ngoku to use and utilize and put it in the right places and yeah lo ndawo yeah
talo xa nizayimela ke lo twaze nifike phandle yakho twaze kwamele mina dibe busy yeah fuma
yay
kota sisahlishile
Right, surprise, easy love. Hashtag, uzawuthini. Uzawuthini, son. Yeah, I guess, Anna. Good luck. Get Nezo, Maynard. Don't chips, Mdase. Frozen food. Good luck. Yeah, uzawuthini.
Uzawuthini. I'll see you later now, but my group may graduate.
Hi, not for you, McCain, Frozen. I'm sound before. A new brand. Hi, good luck, Mdasa. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Hi, if I'm vanga, I'm vanga. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, forget about it. Yeah. Talk to me. You compromise. You settled. And, you know, that's your person. You're going to stick beside them. Hey, the good outweighs the bad. You're like, well.
So in my previous relationship, I settled for a guy who was weighty. You know, something that I thought I'd never go for, but, you know, his gentleness, sweetness, and chivalry, he got the best of me. And to top it up, he was very smart. And I'm mostly charmed by smart guys. So in other words, I settled because he treated me well, and all this blinded me from his appeal. So his personality superseded everything.
Yeah, and to a pot belly always gives good loving. Hello, Anonymous.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Nkonjanwena.
Did I
strike an F?
You did. I actually talk about it every day to myself.
Really?
And then see it every day. And I'm like, how am I going to change that?
Yo.
I don't know what I change. I don't know what I change. I don't know what I change. I don't know.
Hey. So he's a bad dresser.
A very bad one.
Yo. What color combos have you seen? Because it starts with the colors.
Red and yellow.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I'm full of technical skills.
Yo.
Yeah. But he's a hard worker. He brings the money. He does all the things. He's everything.
So, does this mean that he owns a pair of yellow pants?
And red shoes.
Okay. Oh, and red shoes. Okay. did he ever fall into the phase where he had white shoes? Those ones with... Is Begalapa?
No, those ones he doesn't have.
Okay. All right. Has he ever worn open shoes with formal suit pants?
Yeah.
So then, when you have to go mklambi 2x2, mklambi the invite is for plus one, it's you and your person, you're going to a wedding. Do you sit with him? Because branding does say you can't be associated.
No, it's the same thing. Sometimes I don't even take him.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ma'am?
And then I'm thinking, don't wear this, wear this. Like, he will say, no, this is fine, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I decided not to go anymore. And then hand
me. Ibaka, so what interventions have you tried to maybe change and maybe, you know, change the wardrobe?
I tried it, but he doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want to change.
Okay. Have you tried maybe just like hiding some of the clothes? Just, you know, just in
general? I did.
Okay,
and found them. I tried buying him some other stuff. Uh-huh. What I buy, he doesn't like.
Yo. Hi,
kid.
Oh, red, no yellow.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Anonza. That's your man. You go stick beside there.
Oh, that's my man. Without him.
Hey.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.